Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, this is Rashad White. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man. This time it's Cody Carpentier who's traveling, watching some of the future fantasy football stars of tomorrow at the Rivals five-star in Jacksonville. Cody, how's the city of Jacksonville, Duval County? Any sick young players you've seen so far that we need to know about?
The city of Jacksonville is about a two-star, but the prospects have been about four and five stars, I would say, so far.
I want to alienate all the Duval here.
One kid I will say for sure, I will just bring this name up just for the maniacal ones at Roster Watch, is Booby Feaster, who's a class of 2027 kid. 2027, so he's a literal freshman. And this kid's 6'2", 190.
Booby Feaster?
Yes, he's 6'2", 190. And like, not even kidding you, this kid's talking about like the A.J. Brown. He's talking about Adonai Mitchell. And he's in ninth grade, and he's a well-put-together – we'll just put it this way. He's a well-put-together wide receiver.
How does it feel going there and Googling over these ninth graders, Cody?
Goofy. It feels goofy because normally you used to like – these guys are like, how's it feel to get ready for the NFL? And it's like, how's it feel to get ready for your sophomore year of high school? It's like,
it's a whole different and stuff.
Yeah. Whole different level of like, and like, you know, like when you're going through the NFL draft process
in some place.
Yeah. I don't know. But when you go through the NFL draft process, it's like, these guys are used to like cameras in their face, like right here, like the, you know, 20, 30 media members at these events. It's like every reporter takes their turn. It's like one-on-one. And if you pull that phone out with the camera, some of the guys get a little – you can see them like internally get a little bit – like they're still at that age where they don't really got that dog in them. They got the little meow, meow, little kitty cat in there. And it's like they kind of shut off a little bit when that camera gets up in their face.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, doing the stuff that we do with the – you know, covering some of the recruiting and the college stuff, and of course what we do here at Roster Watch with the draft and all through it, and then just going through the training camp tours and stuff. And Trashman knows at the, you know, training camp tour and stuff, some of these dudes act totally different than they did at the Senior Bowl and stuff like that once they've been in the league just for a year or two. And I think it's the same from high school to college, but it's all part of the same maniacal pipeline that lead here to where we are talking about fantasy football. And today we're going to talk about the safest running backs to draft in 2024 fantasy football leagues as we transition to mainly talking about managed leagues here, redraft leagues, and a big announcement with that. For you guys that are pro members at RosterWatch.com, I know we've been getting a bunch of emails about when the Ultimate Draft cheat sheets are going to be available. So here's the news. It was just the PPR version 1.0 is posted. It's on the site. It just happened on Tuesday. Today, as we're talking, our web guy got it up. I have it uploaded, and now I have complete control to be able to update this thing to version 1.1, 1.2. You know, we'll probably be by the end of this deal, you know, version, you know, 11.4 or something like that is where we'll be by August. So obviously a lot of changes to come, but the cheat sheet is up in PPR, Superflex and standard / half point PPR will be on the way, but the maniacal, the magical, the mystical, the mythical three-step cheat sheet invented by RosterWatch.com is now available at RosterWatch.com in PPR for 2024 leagues. So with that being said, we talk about safety of these running backs. You guys each have a couple, and maybe talk about how you define safe. Cody?
I don't have – I'll let Trashman start, but, like, my definition of safe is where they're going off the board. I feel good about where this player is, how he projects as far as his workload. Like, when you look at certain offenses, like you look at Carolina, there, I don't think there's any safety in Carolina other than maybe projected draft capital around, like, a Jonathan Brooks, for example. There's nothing safe. You don't know what the situation is. A bad offense, that's not safe. That'd be the opposite of what I'd be looking for. Safe could potentially be Jonathan Taylor with the full control of a backfield. That's kind of my thoughts behind it. And I guess since I'm just already talking about it and walking through it, I think one of the safest plays is – people aren't going to like this one, but I love where Najee Harris is going right now, and I love what Mike Tomlin continues to tell us. And I love what Arthur Smith is going to bring to this offense. And – we're going to hear the drumbeat. Our boy Bo Marchiani, who's been on OTA, is already saying 30 days until Jalen Warren gets to practice at a training camp, and you and the fans get to see it. And it's like, we're going to do this again. And, you know, Najee Harris is one of the only backs in football.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Cody, but I mean, is there any player who has gotten less earned steam in fantasy football than Jalen Warren? Is there I looked at his, he has one of the most miserable scoring distributions of anyone, and I don't understand why it's like we're gonna keep on doing this. Like, so I do the busts and the monsters. The scoring distribution tool is just it's a simple tool, but it actually really helps me with stacking these guys up. I think it'll help you too if you're a pro member at Roster Watch. Of course, this stuff's all baked into the cheat sheet, but it's basically, it gives you a visual idea of players, you know, as far as their scoring distribution, what percentage of the time in standard do they have monster games? What percentage of the time in PPR do they have monster games? And what percentage of the time do they just bust for you? And they have one of those weeks that loses you the week, right? The win you the week games versus the lose you the week games. And this is under 7 points in standard or under 10 points in PPR, over 20 in standard, over 25 in PPR. Do you realize that Jalen Warren in standard leagues, he over the last 2 years, he's had a monster game for you 2.94% of the time. So he's had like one monster game, and he busts. He busts 68% of the time. In PPR, he busts 53% of the time. This is a guy that's bust after, but like, you know, bad week after bad week after bad week. If he's in your flex, and all this does is take more projection that everything's going to change this coming year. So look, I wanted to get in there about Jalen Warren. Honestly, one of the most miserable profiles, especially where he's going right now. You have guys around him that look just vastly different. He profiles more like a guy like Rico Dowdle or a dude like, you know, Tyler Allgeier or Roschon Johnson. Right, this type, that's how Jalen Warren profiles as far as his scoring distribution. Now you can get back to Najee Harris. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I don't think that Najee by any means. I think people that have owned Najee the last 3 years know he's not a guy that's going to. You talk about busts and monsters. He's not a guy that's going to give you unending monsters. He's not going to give you the 40-point output like you'll get out of these guys like Christian McCaffrey, who is like the pinnacle of safe, right? Other than injury, McCaffrey's the pinnacle of safe. But Najee Harris, like even the guys that are going ahead of him this year so far in ADP, and again, it's literally June 25th, Alvin Kamara, Josh Jacobs, Ramondre Stevenson, Saquon Barkley, David Montgomery, James Conner, Aaron Jones, all those guys have one thing in common and multiple things in common with Najee Harris. They're all younger. They're all being drafted before Najee. None of them have done anything that Najee's done the last 3 years. None of them have rushed for over 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons, let alone each of the last three seasons. Najee's done it each of the last three seasons, his only three seasons in the NFL. None of those guys that I listed off have played in 17-plus games in back-to-back seasons, let alone each of the last three seasons like Najee Harris has. He's been on the field for three consecutive seasons over 1,000 yards. Safe isn't always about the super boom. It's about what did I draft this guy for at the value I got him at, and can I count on this guy to be in my starting lineup when I need him to be? And that's something you can count on for Najee Harris, because – it doesn't matter what the fans want. It matters what Mike Tomlin wants. And Mike Tomlin wants and will feed Najee Harris the ball.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah, I think that, well, here's what I saw on Trash Man before we even got on. And that's that I'm not sure how many of these guys I just consider really safe. You know, like, it's like every single one of them, it feels like you can pick holes in them. But yeah, I mean, you said it, but like, I'm not going to go into why Christian McCaffrey's so safe. But want to talk about safety, it's why he's the 101. I can go through every statistic and it doesn't matter. The bottom line is you safely take Christian McCaffrey 101 in all formats. As far as you mentioned Arthur Smith and you like what he's bringing to that offense. And I know that Arthur Smith, we considered to be just, a complete dolt for, what he'd done with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and everything like that. And we know that the leadership there and everything else like that. I mean, they haven't done much to build that team very well. And it felt like there's been dysfunction, but dude, whenever you look at what Bijan Robinson did last year as far as just safe, I mean, I think that there's a reason why you take him off the board as the next guy after Christian McCaffrey in PPR. And the reason is, it's like, even with everything, all the just, I mean, the gnashing of your teeth and just saying like, why don't they use Bijan more? How can they do this stuff at the goal line with him? How, and all the stuff that you figure is going to be changed this next year. You've heard about the offensive changes. You've heard Bijan himself say that they're going to use him like a CMC. You know it because of your own two eyes, and you know it because you're a listener here, and we've told you about it. The kind of gifted athlete that Bijan Robinson is, the kind of mental makeup that he has, and the only people who've busted less than Bijan Robinson over the course of their last, so it's Breece Hall has busted 12.5% of the time, and so gotten you less than 10 points in PPR. And then Christian McCaffrey only does it 3% of the time, which is just unbelievable ever since he's gotten to San Francisco. So whenever you consider those guys, it's crazy to me that Bijan Robinson is right here, and he is in what? So if you take Austin Eckler's last two, Austin Eckler is kind of, if you take him over his last two seasons, he doesn't bust in PPR. Now, of course, he's getting older now. He's got a whole new offense, all the rest of this stuff. But Bijan Robinson's only behind Christian McCaffrey, Breece Hall, Austin Eckler, and get this one, David Montgomery as a Detroit Lion has only busted.
He's in the lineup.
Even in PPR, 11.76% of the time, which is second best behind Christian McCaffrey. With that being said, 13 rushing touchdowns last year. So if you what was it? It was 13 rushing touchdowns last year. I think he had 100. What was it? Like 191 points. I did the math earlier, and it was he was 41% touchdown dependent. Which is, you don't really want that. Like, you want, if you're just considering that versus, standard scoring, and it's just a good way to just baseline do this stuff versus standard scoring, because in standard scoring, it's healthy for a running back to be between 20 and 25% touchdown dependent, right? Once you get down below 20 to 15%, at that point, you start becoming touchdown deficient, right? So you don't want to be touchdown deficient, but you don't want to be more than 20, 25, maybe creeping up to 30% touchdown dependent, because you know at that point in time, the swings from game to game are just going to be too much, right? Whenever you're depending on that unpredictable touchdown production. With David Montgomery, I do worry more about Jahmyr Gibbs maybe getting more involved next year in that Lions offense and them wanting to feature him more. It's hard to say. It's hard to just chalk him up for 13 rushing touchdowns again. But gosh, man, you look at him. And even a dude who's not considered a PPR stud in David Montgomery is someone who I mean, he didn't really bust last season, and the offense isn't changing. Ben Johnson is still there. They've added pieces. Feels like he's the hammer at the goal line. So whenever I look at these guys, I think the sneaky ones for me would be to roll the dice on Eckler. The only other thing, and I know this is a few guys. The only thing about Eckler that worries me is I did go back and look at Cliff Kingsbury's, the new offensive coordinator in Washington. I did go back and look at his traditional running back usage as far as their receptions in the receiving game, and it that stuff with him from 2019 to 2022 in Arizona with James Conner, he was a good receiving back, but it was kind of middling as far as the league. We're talking these 34, 36 reception seasons, which is fine. The thing about Eckler is he's always been this dude where you can see him at the top one or two as far as his usage in the receiving game that's made him so very safe. But for where Eckler goes, I love getting Eckler in these early managed leagues where he can be my running back four. It feels really interesting in PPR for me. So the ones I just really noticed would be Bijan Robinson, and then just maybe take a stab as your running back three type and David Montgomery, your running back four type in an Austin Eckler. Trash man.
For me, it's Travis Etienne. Only one running back had more touches than him last season, and that's Christian McCaffrey. We talk about, we're finding out that Tank Bigsby's having trouble catching the ball and practice. He's regressed from last season.
Can he regress from last season?
You might want to watch your mouth here. Tank's watching.
His off season. Well, in the off season, he was actually pretty good.
Tank actually did hate it
in the regular season.
Tank actually did hate it the last time you put out a clip. Yeah, Tank Bigsby. I'm not sure he's a big fan of the old roster watch program.
He's regressing in his pass catching. So the plan was for them to get him more touches this season. I think that's highlighting likely now. So I feel like Travis Etienne, second in touches to Christian McCaffrey on a team where, we've got a revolving door of wide receivers. I just think it's lining up for another big year
out of Travis Etienne. All right. So Trashman says Travis Etienne, and Trashman, you're going into a pretty big echo and stuff like that. So I don't know if you can mess with your settings and get that fixed. You're really crackling and kind of echoing. Cody, I like the Etienne call. Because who was it? I think it might have been Ian Harditz who put out a cut up of every target from Tank Bigsby last year. And if they're saying that he regressed, every time he's targeted, the ball hits this dude in the hands and it just kind of bounces off or like he gets picked. You know what I'm saying? I think there was one that he had on that clip where Tank Bigsby actually caught the football. So if he's regressing in the receiving, I don't know how much farther he could possibly regress. And let me just go look and see who am I forgetting that they added this year. I mean,
in the backfield,
in the draft.
Yeah. Or maybe in undrafted free agency. Yeah. Keelan Robinson, who's teams worked him out at the combine as a wide receiver, and we've watched Keelan Robinson very, very closely. Cody, you remember the 2023 Alamo Bowl versus was versus Washington. So Texas played Washington 2 years in a row in their bowl game. In that 2023 one, remember whenever Bijan sat out and Roshan was
Wasn't Roshan hurt?
He was hurt, right. And then Jonathan Brooks had the hernia. And so they lined up Keelan Robinson in the backfield and just tried to use him as an every down back. And like in the zone scheme, that is absolutely not happening. Keelan Robinson is not going to come in and take touches away from a guy like Travis.
But I think you just told the thing, right, is you guys are worried about Tank and you're saying, well, Keelan can't be an every down back. Well, they're not going to ask him to be, right? That's ETN's job. What he was worked out at the combine to do was to catch passes. And if he can catch passes more fluid than Tank can, the one thing we do know about Keelan, He's got some burst. He's got some speed. They're going to utilize him on special teams. And, you know, if Tank kind of fizzles out as far as getting those extra carries that ETN can't take, Keelan's got the speed and the burst to make that offense open up a little bit.
Who is safer, Trash Man? Devon Achane or Kyren Williams?
Oh, come on.
It's got to be Achane.
You think Achane's safer? What do you say, Cody?
And his role.
Neither are safe.
I don't know. It feels to me like Achane is a real threat to get hurt, even though he's a real threat to go big. If we're talking about safety, I'm talking more like, you know, maybe more consistent and less boom bust.
Yeah. The safety is dependable weekly. You know the coach is going to lean on him. Yes, we know McVay loves Kyren, but we've also seen, if you've watched The Pick Is In, if you've watched any of the Rams behind-the-scenes stuff, how much they love Blake Corum, and any of the comments you've heard from OTAs, they love Blake Corum. And safety, to me, is not, we have two guys that can do the same exact thing, and it's going to be a cluster between two guys in the backfield, right? That's not safe. And Achane, I mean, they brought in a guy that's 20 pounds heavier than him and could possibly be healthier with, you know, similar burst and acceleration, not to mention they still have Mostert. Like, I think the answer is neither. I feel like they're both unsafe.
That's why I asked the question. Who is safer?
Neither.
But also you're not expounding as high of a draft capital on HN as you are.
It's the same. No, it's gotten to be the same, Trash Man. It's absolutely the same. Really? And in most drafts, Achane is going earlier. And I'm going to tell you exactly why Achane's going earlier, because he should be going earlier.
Sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.